your idea of taking this bundle of joy home and everything going all very nicely is very different from the getting home with a wife who's recovering from a serious operation, a baby that needs everything that babies need, and sort of life almost carries on. So,
how did you feel when you went back to work after those 2 weeks?
For the man, your life almost has to go back to normal between 9 and 5. Only you're getting back, and you've got a whole new world of things that you're getting used to. Meanwhile, mum's spending the day bonding with baby.
Do you think some men can feel? I'm going to use the word jealous.
You're seeing mum having this wonderful bond with baby, this very natural bond with the baby that just sort of happens for the majority of mums. Obviously, the cases where it doesn't. But as a dad, you're almost expecting baby to cling to you and be all over you. And actually, in some respects, baby doesn't quite need you yet. So you find yourself looking in and thinking, why does baby not like me as much as it likes mum?
I guess there's a lot of stress too and a lot of pressure because... Perhaps for a lot of households, income might have reduced if the mum was working and is then on maternity leave. You're probably not getting an awful lot of sleep, and you're going to work and your boss is still wanting the same from you as before, and the boss at home is probably the baby who wants a lot from you at 3 a.m.
Yeah. The lower the income, the more likely it is that dad is going to be depressed, because you may get to the end of the month and be struggling for money beforehand and think, well, we'll just be careful what we eat, we won't do this, won't do that. Baby always needs nappies. Dad will go to work and feel even more under pressure to be able to provide for the family, whilst also trying to create a role for himself back home.
Did you talk to people about how you were feeling?
Not for a long time afterwards. There are people I should have spoken to who I didn't at the time.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think you didn't speak out and say, does somebody want to check on me?
A typically sort of male thing to do in some respects is that we aren't very good at going to see the GP at the best of times. You know, we don't want to cause a fuss. We're even worse than that at dealing with any sort of mental health problems. Throwing a baby as well and the expectations that there still are, I think it just boils down to, you get on with it, you man up, for want of a better phrase.
Was there any point you thought, well, I've heard about postnatal depression in women, is it a thing for men? Is it something that I could be experiencing?
Health visitors, midwives, that's one of the first things they check on, is how is mum's mental health. Dads don't get that, so you almost, it's not a thing, until you then look into it and you find out that 10% of dads potentially suffering from postnatal depression, and anywhere up to about 40% of dads who are in some way concerned about their mental health or will experience some kind of psychological distress. I suppose that's at the crux of what I want to do is make sure that men know that, this is something you could have, and furthermore, it's something that actually men should be asked about.
So what do you think could change to make the situation better for new dads?
At every stage of the process, there is actually opportunities to be checked. The health visitor's coming to see mum and baby for appointments. So there's plenty of chances there for someone to say, after the birth, how's dad doing? And from what I can tell, it's not done at the moment. Perhaps specific antenatal classes for dads dealing with different things. Yes, tell dad about breastfeeding, tell dad about, how to change a nappy, tell dad about development, but also almost expectations management with dad and saying, this is what's going to happen. It may be that it takes you a while to bond with baby, that's just how it works. You are going to experience these feelings of jealousy, as you've said. You, these things will happen and they're absolutely normal. As I say, you expect having a child to be this wonderful, all positive thing, and after they've asked however many questions about how mum's recovering, how baby's doing, and how's dad? Because dad could be upstairs having just the worst time of it. He could be, hiding upstairs, doing anything other than being involved with mum and baby, but it's never asked.